a theme to our segment, racetracks everywhere, travelling the country, checking in with race clubs, their township, their locality about how their race meeting and township are going. We've got a place that I have spoken over years past about, but I always say the pronunciation incorrectly. So I'll get the club president to tell us. He's online from WA. His name is David Bagley. How are you, David?
Good, thank you, yes.
Now, I always pronounce your race club and your town incorrectly, so tell our listeners how to say it properly.
It's Mingenew.
Mingenew.
Mingenew. We're 350 k's north of Perth, yes.
And you have a little race club that races once a year. Are you a non-tab, a tab, a picnic? What are you classified under?
No, this year we're actually having our first Sky racing event. We've always been a TAB meeting, but we're now on Sky racing, yes, for this first time, yes.
Now, if I go back a year ago, I've spoken to lots of clubs in this past week and going forward, and some of the clubs didn't race, others had crowds, others were lucky and so on, because a year ago, as you know, COVID really struck, especially this side of the country. In regional WA, I guess you've been as close to normal as you could be. But your meeting a year ago was quite significant, even with WA being free of COVID. Tell us about that.
Yes, we were fortunate enough to be the very last meeting in WA, country meeting in WA, that was able to race prior to the COVID shutdown. We raced on the Saturday, and as of the Sunday, no crowds were allowed in any race meeting in WA. So we snuck the very last country meeting in, and very pleased to have done so. We had a very successful meeting. As all the country people knew that COVID was starting the next day, the shutdown, so we managed to run a very successful meeting on the very last day prior to the COVID shutdown. Yes.
I guess no one really knew how serious it would be and whether it would be weeks and months and borders would be closed. So I guess a lot of people there were oblivious to what would happen for many months to come, maybe a year, I guess.
Yeah, well, the time factor was unknown for sure, but certainly the word had gone out that the COVID shutdown would happen from the Sunday after our meeting on Saturday. And yeah, people were aware of it happening, but not to the extent that existed in the wash-up, yeah.
Now, one thing that strikes me on the photos in your Facebook and any Googling I do about your lovely little race club is the magnificent turf. Now, I'm not sure whether they are dated photos, but they look to be beautiful. The keeping and the maintenance of your track, it looks a very good turf track you race on.
Yes, we have a fully grass track. It's irrigated. We have it managed by a local shire. They do the upkeep on our track for us. Very fortunate to have, probably for a small one meeting event per year, we probably have the best track in the, certainly in WA, and probably push the boundaries into all around Australia, I'd suggest, for a one meeting club, yes.
And given you've got a bigger profile this year, has it seen an increase in horse numbers, entries? How do you go from year to year usually in terms of how many you can run in a race and how many fields you get?
Yeah, we only have a six event program. This year, for some unknown reason, the numbers are just a few down on last year, but we had full fields in every race last year, and we had emergencies in every race bar one last year. But yeah, we have a Mingenew Cup every year. It's a nine event program this year, and we have a Mingenew Sprint, which is nine horses in that sprint as well. So we're very happy to be racing in the Midwest of Western Australia. Yeah.
We're chatting to David Bagley, club president at Mingenew Racing, around 3 hours or so from Perth, and country regional racing in WA race once a year. Beautiful turf track. Have a look at their Facebook site. We mentioned a year ago COVID was just starting and you were the last race club in country WA for some time to have crowds on track. Of course, how far out have you known that the state election would be taking place the day of your meeting? And I think you've even got a polling booth at the racetrack, such as the interest in people going to both the races and to have a vote. A lot of people will vote, of course, prior to the weekend. But how far in advance did you know this was going to be something you'd have to deal with?
We've known for the last probably 3 months. We do have voting in our local town. It won't be right at the racetrack, but they certainly can vote on their way to the races. Just a few hundred metres from the track is our polling booth in town, yes.
Obviously, I'm not a political person, but we know that Labor is very strong across all of WA. Is the local member a Labor rep? Who is the local member for your region?
We have a Country National Party and a Liberal Party, and the Labor Party here are the three majors. From time to time, we do have representatives come to our meeting from different parties. We're just unsure who might attend this year. With being an election day, it's probably pretty busy around the country, so we may not actually see a politician this year. We don't know.
It might be a stretch to get the local member to be at your races instead of out on the canvassing at different polling booths. So what about numbers? You mentioned last year people relished the chance to be at the track. Of course, they booked and arrived there unbeknown, I guess, to what would happen down the track. But how are the numbers for this weekend? I guess, is it unrestricted? Can you have as many as you want? And what do you normally get?
We're unsure of our numbers, obviously, but we're predicting around the 450 to 500 people on course. That's sort of what we're aiming at. We're 100 k's south of Geraldton, and we're 50 k's inland off the coast, so we're pretty well positioned to get the local Midwest crowd. Yeah, and we do get a few visitors out of Perth, but a majority of our local crowd, yeah. Yeah,
and when the meeting is over, it's a beautiful track. I speak to so many race clubs, but just the photos are terrific. Do you have anyone that uses the track? It seems a shame that you use it just once in a whole year there. But does anyone train locally at Minganoo in WA for other meetings? Or
we don't have a base trainer here, but the local track gets used by sporting clubs for their training facility a little bit. We get local walkers every morning that walk the track with their local, with their dogs and that sort of thing as a fitness regime. But no horses actually based in Minganoo. No trainers based in Minganoo. The track is because it's a Shire maintained track, it's available to anybody for exercise and that sort of thing throughout the year. Yeah.
And one thing I think looks terrific, and I would imagine it would I won't say sold out, but fully enrolled, is you got a terrific little race. You have a couple of races for the youngsters where they have little horse riding sticks like they have at the Kindy and that, and they run down the straight or something. Is that right?
Yeah, they do. After the last race, we have kids. We have a kids' events all day, entertainment for the kids. But no, they have two races on the actual track, a 25-metre race for two age groups. And, yeah, they have their pretend horses. And that's always the prizes and that given out after the last event. And then we have an adults race where you carry, has to be a male and a female, carry your partner, and you have a race. That's quite a reasonable prize money, 100-metre dash. That creates a great entertainment after last. Yeah, and then we go on and have a band at night time, which provides entertainment for the local community. Runs till about 10:30 at night, and so we have a great day. It's a huge day for a local town. Yeah.
Do any of those partner races have failed to finish the course?
Occasionally, yeah, you do have a couple that have a breakdown on track. Yeah,
and just finally,
a few fall over depending on how big a day they've had, no doubt.
Just finally, David, I mentioned you're well outside away from Perth in Country Victoria, Country WA. And as we said, COVID hardly touched WA, and when there were concerns, it was in Perth itself. You must have relished the last year living where you do. Did people there feel as far away as they could be from what was going on this side of the country especially?
As a small country town and involved in agriculture, we were pretty much untouched. They did have boundaries. We weren't allowed to go to Perth and that sort of thing at one stage, but that was all. If it was a business trip, you could still enter the city and to get agricultural parts and stuff and come out again. But basically in the country, everybody was busy with agriculture and the town pretty much rolled on unaffected. But, there was COVID in place, but we're pretty much unaffected in the country. Yeah, we're very lucky.
Reckon you might see a Victorian number plate in your car park for your meeting this week?
It's a possibility. Anyone that happened to be travelling in WA, we do have a few caravanners and that would make it a spectacle to make sure they come on their way through if they're touring WA. So, yeah, everyone's welcome, that's for sure. Yeah.
Well, good luck with your race meeting. Once-a-year meetings are so special in the racing landscape and your location, as we say, Country WA, Minganoo, and all the best with your meeting, David. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you very much. All the best. Thank you.
David Bagley. Meninganu there, and as he said there, we learnt something. They were the last race club in Country WA a year ago that had crowds on track for some time. Good luck to them for their race meeting coming up.